What's good, everybody? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee, and I'm here to talk to you about Tulos Distribution. They are one of the most technologically advanced distributors in music. They distribute to more stores than any of the distributors around. They distribute, they give you 100% of your royalties. They only charge you $3 a month, and you have an instant option to get an advance from these guys. So if you're watching this and you want to be in the music business and you're trying to figure out how to get help, I'm here to tell you, go to Tulos.com and use the word GODS as your coupon code, and you get the first 3 months free.
Peace and love is Rick the Negotiator.
And this is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee. And this is Artist Spotlight presented by Tulos. Let's go. And today we have a special guest. I call her my baby because I've been knowing her when she started. And every time I see her, she's in the trenches hustling. That's what I love about you. Like, I've never seen her just doing nothing. When I see her, she be in the fucking trenches in the DJ booth. Like, Ray, I need you over here. Hey, tell this nigga. Like, she be hustling. Yeah. Everybody, let's give it up for Big Boss Vim.
What's up, y'all?
From
St. Louis. I'm from the Lou.
Say her.
Her.
I love it. So how's it going?
It's going good. It's going amazing. Actually, you know, we just dropped, so I'm real
I love
excited.
The record.
Oh, thank you. It's lit. It's a hit.
Of course.
Woo.
That's one thing. The one thing I will say about you is that, and I don't know if it's because of Luke, but you, when you come, your records be quality, be above all of your peers. Mm-hmm. Like, it just sounds like it's mm-hmm. meant for everyone to hear it.
Absolutely.
Is that on purpose?
Absolutely. Like, I don't see nobody but me, so I just want to outdo myself every time.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and you, where did your drive come from? Like, you are what I would call a dream artist. Like, you are an artist that I would love to work with because you always are doing your job. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, most artists are complaining about who's not doing their job. When all you should really be focusing on is doing your job, because that motivates people. Where does that motivation come from?
Being broke. Like,
I love it.
I used to not be able to do nothing. Like, I remember having a 1999 Honda Accord and trying to figure out how I'm going to put $10 for a gas in her. Like, I'm not never, ever, ever going back to their life. Ever in life. Like, nah. And I got a great team who has, like, been with me in my slow time. So, yeah. Like, I don't want to let them down. Like, nah.
I wish you was a Virgo.
Really? Jeez. I'm a Libra.
I wish you were a Virgo. Oh, I just wish you, because I just want to claim you. I got to claim something from you. Like, I just love how you think, how you work. What's been the hardest parts for you? So I want to talk to you like someone who's been in this game mm-hmm. for a few years now. I want to go back to when you started. What is the hardest part that you didn't realize was going to be hard?
After getting signed, I had thought I was going to be like Beyonce. Like, oh my God, I made it, right?
Mm.
And I came to realization really quick, like, oh no, this is you starting over on a bigger scale. Like, now you have to show the world who Big Boss Vid is.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh God, you know, this is, whoa, all right. The clearances. I never knew that song clearances took so long, cost so much. Like, I didn't know nothing about that. When I first started blowing up off of covers, I never got it cleared because, you know, I never put it on platforms.
Yeah.
It was on YouTube, SoundCloud, you know, things like that. Yeah. So, you know, they'll just do like a little copyright because of the beat. I'm like, okay, the song's still up. I don't care.
Yeah.
Child, when you sign, you don't even want to do that.
Yeah.
Let me see. What else? Dropping is hard because, you know, it's like once you're signed, you got to pick the right records. You got to gear up for them records. You got to do a lot of content for them mm-hmm. records. And everything right now is content.
Yep.
Like, it's content, content, content. And it's like, I don't mind doing content, but like, it's a lot.
And it's on you.
Better realize, yeah.
And it's all on you.
It ain't on your label. It mm-hmm. ain't on your team. It's on you.
Yeah.
So waiting around for someone to put you in a space to do content, you're going to be waiting for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Do it by yourself. People fail to realize that once you sign, you still have to work. Like,
yes.
Everything does not fall on your label or on your team. Like, you have to be proactive.
Yes. Because you make most of the money.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, we artists, like, you know, like, I see a team I've been knowing 10 years at least. Brian, I think we go back about 15, and we've seen each other with different artists every time. So this is us just doing our job. But the artists that work, they're the ones that get the private jets and body moms the role. Like, we don't. So when artists get mad at the people around them, it's always interesting to me, because I'm like, no matter what you do, Ron is not going to be able to buy a Rolls Royce because your record goes triple platinum. Dre is not either. You can. That's why you have to do the work, because you're going to benefit the most from everything that works. And most artists, it just seems like they like to play this role of like, nah, it's like, bro, it's on you. It's on you. And that's why, that's the thing I like about you, because Ved is actually signed to like family. She's in business with family. Like, Dr. Luke is like family, family. And Ved came to me through her own channels. That's the dopest part about you.
Oh, yeah.
Luke could have easily called me and been like, Ray. And I would have, of course, I would have said yes. But it came through someone else to someone else, like, yo, y'all should do this. And I'm like, that's what grind looks like. Now it's not. And by the way, I would do it for Luke anytime. I would have did it for you, anybody, like DJ Beast. I would have did it for him too. But I like that it came through the professional man it did, which says that you're putting in that work.
Absolutely.
So what's the plan? You just dropped Ice Me. What's the plan? Like, what are we? What are expectations? What do we want to happen?
I want to drill Ice Me in everybody head. Like, literally, I am programming Ice Me in everybody head. When I wake up, Ice Me. When I go to sleep, Ice Me. As I'm doing my makeup, Ice Me. When I'm live talking about something, Ice Me. When I'm eating and they are watching me eat, Ice Me.
Yep.
When I'm getting dressed, Ice Me. Like, everything is Ice Me, literally.
Yeah.
And I think that that's what people fail to like realize, like, you have to work the record. And you might get them comments like, oh my God, why are you steady playing the same song? Because I want y'all to know this. I want y'all to live, breathe, eat, sleep, Ice Me. Like, I do. You got to.
That's what I
love. That's the only way.
I love it so much. Yeah.
That's the only way.
It's your shit. Yeah. If you're not that taking that much pride in you, if you can't take that much pride, then how do you expect others to?
Facts.
You can't.
Like, how can somebody else take pride in it if you're not taking, like, if you're not as excited,
yeah,
to throw up the rock sign? If Jay-Z wasn't, they wouldn't throw up the rock. Why would I throw up the rock? Like, I wouldn't throw it up because y'all throwing it up. Artists don't get that, and you do. What you about to say, Rick?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, artists don't get that, but you do. So what, when you drop a record, we already know what the team does.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take this conversation a little different, because there's no excuse with you, and this is a good tool. I hate to call you a tool, but this is a great tool, education tool for people. So you put out a record, and of course you have a major system. Everybody's putting it on a big scale. What is what you feel like your responsibility is in the process?
I feel like that my responsibility is to bring social awareness to my record. I get all cute and I get online. Yeah. I go outside, so I go shake hands and I go kiss babies. I'm in clubs that I've never been in. Like, hey, can you spin my record? You know, I got this record, I got that record. Mm-hmm. And they just fuck with my energy, with my vibe. They be like, hell yeah. Then they wind up running it like 8 fucking times while I'm in there. I'd be like, yo, this love, thank you.
Yeah.
I do a lot of press. Like, so my team be like, okay, Vic, we got you here. I be there on time, all the time, on time.
Yeah, you was on time today.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that. Thank
you. How important to you is your team?
Oh, my team is me. Like, if I didn't have no team, I wouldn't have myself either. They have literally kept me mentally stable, physically stable, emotionally stable, financially stable. Because at one point in time, I straight took a break from music and I wasn't dropping. But my team was still putting me in rooms so I could be moved around, so I can keep my face out here, so I can keep getting money. And while I was fixing my mental. So they are everything. Like, they are me, literally.
Why did you stop? Why did you pause? Just curious, in your process.
Because I started to lose sight of what I was doing it for. I started to, like, look at everybody else play. Like, why am I doing this? Why am I doing that? And I was losing focus.
Yeah.
And I was in, like, a toxic place with my relationship that I was in, which was draining the shit out of me. Like, it was so many factors playing into me, like, losing focus.
Mm.
So I stepped back and I gathered myself. I went to therapy and I'm back now.
Clean house.
Absolutely. Back. Had to.
Mm. Pretty Girls goes viral. That's like every Every black girl, every girl that thinks she's a shit has done a video to all pretty girls
like this.
Did you know when you made that song, did you make it? Because I believe that there are certain records that you hear and you're like, they knew that social media was going to drive that. And to me, that record is a social media, because it's like, to me, social media is just manifestation, right? So if you're making a lyric that someone feels like relates directly to their life, now they want to incorporate that lyric into their story, how they share with family. So when I pretty girls walk, I'm like, every girl is pretty or thinks she is. I want to go down that road. But they still got to do that walk. Like, how was that? Did you think about that, or was you just like, what's your thought process?
When I was in the studio, I was like, I want a record that can resonate with every woman on this planet. Anybody can scream and sing and all that. So when we started doing Pretty Girls Walk, I kind of feared the record because it was different, and it was my first cross record.
Yes.
And I didn't know how my core fan base was going to take to it because they were so used to the raunchy hood, the all that, you know. So Pretty Girls Walk coming from Rat Trucks, and I'm like, how am I gonna do this, you know? And when we first dropped it, and I want to say like the first 3 months, it really wasn't giving us the oomph that it needed, you know. So this dancer named Paige created a dance to it, which went viral, and people started doing a dance. First off, I got 2 little feet. Why the hell is we dancing? Hold on, I don't know how to do all this, bro. So it took me so long to learn this dance. Oh my God, like I was literally butchering the shit out of this dance, trying to do it, but I was still making a content to it because if this dance is what is causing my song to go crazy, baby, I'm finna dance. I don't give a fuck if I look like a turkey.
No excuses.
I'm gonna do it. And so I did it so much to where I finally learned it. And I had reached out to the girl who had did the dance, gave her flowers. She was on set while I was shooting like my secondary song. And she actually taught me how to do it the right way. Because, you know, I had got it to where it looked like I knew it. But it looked like I did, you know. But I ain't know.
To be honest with you, I just love the fact that you're telling the story of someone doing a dance to something that's yours. And you're like, I didn't do it right. Like, it's yours. It's your song.
Yo, I did not do it. But she taught me how to do it. And child, every time that I hit that stage, I did that dance. Still now.
Yeah.
Soon as that song drop, baby, I'm hitting that dance anywhere, everywhere. Got to.
What's the hardest part of your job? I want to guess it, but I want you to say it first. And I'm going to tell you what I think it is.
I'm going to go back to when I was in a dark place, showing up. It was that was the hardest thing that I
could
have
done. You know what I was
going
to say?
What?
Smiling.
Yeah.
Because that, like, what they don't tell artists is that it doesn't matter how bad your day is going. It doesn't matter what you're dealing with that day. You still got to come in character.
Listen, like,
and I'm looking at you, and I'm like, I know, I've known you at least 3 years, maybe 4, and I know that every day of those last 3 or 4 years, you have been working, and I know that that has to get frustrating at times. And the hard part is when they tell you you still got to get up in the morning, and you still got to show up on time, and you still got to smile. And I'm looking at you, and I want to hug you because I know how hard that is. That's why, like, what's the hardest part of the job? It's like smiling, my nigga. Yeah. Like, this shit is not. Because here's another thing they don't say. We don't know if this is going to work. We can spend, this is the only world we can spend 100. It's not like sports where it's like, you know, once the draft comes, it's like, shit, I mean, shit. I guess I ain't going to the NBA. You know, I got to go figure out another route. But in music, it's like, we don't know. We pushing every day. It's artists that are signing, pushing, and don't know where they're going to be living a year from now. Because they like, this can explode and be like, all of a sudden you pulling up in Phantoms and got, you know, everything. Yeah. Or it cannot. And all of a sudden you back at the drawing board. So, but no matter what, you got to smile.
Absolutely.
And you're doing it. Mm. I just want to give you credit for that.
Thank you.
Thank you, AP. You did something right. Goddamn, did something right.
Hey, man, you know,
thank you.
So, I just wait my time, man.
Yeah, that's so. Give me the next 24 months, because this is Artist Spotlight. In Artist Spotlight, we like to put a focus on, like, this feels like an A&R meeting, a marketing meeting. Like, what's the next 24 months look like for you?
The next 24 months, I want to say, most of them months is going to be pushing Ice Me because it takes a while to break and incorporate a record.
I love that.
And then we are thinking about growing up and dropping more music, but singles.
No album.
I am a single artist. No, yeah. I like singles. Yeah. I really like singles. I think that I would know when the time is right to do an album. Mm-hmm. I already did an EP. You know, I feel like I'm, and then I dropped it. But
Cardi B is one of the biggest female artists, not rappers, artists in the world. And she's dropped one album in the last 6 years.
And she's still Cardi B.
And she still is right there at the forefront of culture and everything. Like, artists wanting to drop albums to me is like dropping an album when you've built the sitcom up so big and that little 30 minutes you got, I think we can drop a 2-hour movie now because people are really tuning into us. And artists make that mistake all the time. I'm glad you don't think like that. Whereas my album, why would you? You can drop an album today, and 12 songs is out. Or you can drop 12 songs over a 48-week period, give every song focus. Now you're dropping an album a year, but now it's every month you're dropping a different single, and you're pushing it because it's just too many options out there. Like, everything is on demand. Music is on demand. Film is on. Everything is on demand. So you have to build up to that place where they demanding 12 songs. But I'm glad you said that. So singles, any EPs, you thinking any 3-song, 4-song EPs, or you just want to keep dropping singles? You want to just keep dropping it?
I want to keep dropping singles till they be like, okay, these ain't enough. Drop me something else. Give me something bigger. Once they start asking me for it, then I'll give it. But I want them to ask for it first.
Yeah.
Kissing baby, shaking a lot of hands, going into these rooms that I've never been in. Because that is the core. Like you really have to build a artist. Like, you just cannot just jump out there and be like, play my record, here you go. Yeah. Like, who the fuck is you? Damn, what's your name? How you doing?
And you gotta build it for years.
Oh my God. Yeah, you
consistent. I always tell artists, 24 months of putting your head down, not looking up, not asking for an applause, not asking for someone to pat you on your back, but just 24 months of your head down saying, this my next step? Okay, that's all I'm focusing on. Not thinking 30 steps down the line, because we don't know if this shit is going to work or not. Mm-hmm. So, female rap. Mm-hmm. How you feel about it?
Female rap.
The state of female rap. Like, how would you sum it up? Like, how's your opinion and thoughts on it?
To sum up female rap, different. I'm going to say it's different. Like,
in what way?
Because everybody is in the door right now. Like, honestly speaking, I feel like at first it was harder for women to break in this industry.
Yep.
Now this is our time to shine. This is the easiest time right now. So,
what's good, everybody? This is Ray Daniels, aka the Culture Referee. And if you were wondering who this beautiful woman sitting next to me is my sister Tiffany Daniels Sai. Let's give it up for my sister. Everybody can clap. This is good. And my sister she's the most talented person in the family. And we started a family business, a signature scent company. So if you smoke a lot of weed in your car and you want to get the scent out, you have to check out these scents. I know guys that use it for the weed. I know people that use it for cologne and everywhere they go to get compliments. We make candles. We make
room sprays. We got them in kits. So if you want to buy something for your loved one or anybody, you know, that you care about, hit us up, LorayandCo.com.
And we're going to put the website at the bottom of it. But support this black business, support this black woman, and order, I promise you guys. And matter of fact, use the word gods, and we'll give you 15% off. I just made that up, so if my sister face looks crazy, don't get mad at her. I'll eat that. But guys, when I tell you this shit is incredible, you really should check this out.
The best scents ever.
LorayCo.com. And we'll put it at the bottom of the screen. Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, if you ain't taking it, I don't know what you're doing.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Hey, it's Sean Nelson, founder and CEO of Lovesac and host of the Let Me Save You 25 Years podcast. Want to skip the trial and error so you can head straight to success? Join me and incredible guests like Olympic legend Sean White and NFL superstar Rob Gronkowski as we share the lessons and mistakes that shaped our journeys. Ready to save yourself 25 years? Tune in on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. That's Let Me Save You 25 Years with Sean Nelson. Listen now.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Why do you think it's easy? I have my theory, but why do you think it's easy for women now?
I'm gonna say talent. I'm gonna say sex sales. You got pretty ass women. Sex sales.
That's true.
If you around the right people, then it's gonna happen.
Can I tell you why I say it's easy for women?
Why?
Because women don't need street cred to talk street shit.
Mm-hmm. That's
a woman could just say, "I shot my baby father," and they'll be like, "Yeah, man, don't shoot mine." But if a dude say that, it's like, we need to try your ass.
We need the facts.
I need to know you really shot somebody, nigga. We need to know. And female world is like, hey, it's just as long as the song is good and it has those affirmations in it to get it sexy, to fuck nigga free. As long as it has the affirmation in it that women say, black women say in them captions, shit, you gonna win.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's so easy. So so you in the studio making Ice Me, like what was the inspiration behind Ice Me, the lyrics, the concept? I know how you make records. So I know there is not just a give me a beat. I know it's a thought process. And you're smiling now. So I wonder what was the, like who were you trying to say Ice Me to? Like
I'm like I want a record that you can play everywhere. I feel like Ice Me is a record that you could play wherever you at. I'm like, I want the bitches screaming, niggas screaming. I want a record. And they was like, how you want to come on it? I'm like, I want to talk my shit.
Yeah.
I want to talk their talk, and I want bitches to feel it when I'm saying it. So when we started coming up with Ice Me, I was like changing the beat a little bit. I'm like, nah, take that noise out. That noise is kind of throwing me out. Like, I am a weirdo when it like comes to like claps and like slaps and all that. Like, I don't know. I'm a simple beat. Like, make it simple and then add all that when I'm on it.
Yeah.
So
So you like to let yourself, you like to let you add the vocals to the song and then produce around me.
Absolutely. So then I'm like, I want a lit ass song, because at this time, I think that picture of Summer Walker on her head shaking her ass in a club was going viral. I said, baby, if they ain't shaking ass on their head, don't invite me. That's like a fun ass time. You know, it's fun. So I'm like, this shit finna be a hit. This shit finna be a smash. Then it was like a lot of group vocals on it too. I'm like, this shit is hard, you know? And then my accent, you know how I'm like riding the beat. I'm like, yeah, this motherfucker finna be here. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I straight knew that it was gonna be here. Like, I made this like last year, and I instantly, because I was on a writing trip, I instantly said, can we start clearing this record? Like, I want this to be the next record. And I think this was like my fourth day, right? Like recording.
So, can you start promoting it before it even dropped?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's how I know the record. I know the record from your social media.
Absolutely. But the only thing was, like, it was so many samples in this song. I'm like, God damn, you know? So we kind of had to like switch it up a little bit, because them samples was killing it.
And they'll
like,
hold
man,
you up for, woo. Oh, yes, they will.
We started trying to clear the song in January, and it did not get cleared until June.
Yeah, so. We had somebody on here said they was trying to, Marsha Ambrose said it took a year and 14 months to clear her album.
People don't be understanding them clearances.
What? And what makes it hard is that now that you have all of these money guys, these venture capitalists involved, they're running the prices up because they're buying catalogs mm-hmm. for so much money. So now they don't understand when you want to get something cleared. I'm just like, hey, I want to clear this record. And they're like, 25 grand. No, it doesn't work like that. That's not how it works. And they're like, that's how it works for us. Like, I had a record I just put out. The clearance on the sample was $12,500, and I paid the producer $5,000 for the producer and $12,500 for the clearance of the beat. Mm.
So realistically, you paid about $15,000.
No, I'm saying, but realistically, the producer is now. It used to be a flip of that. Like, if I sample you, like, you glad I'm sampling you. Now these motherfuckers are like, we don't give a fuck. Fuck you, pay me. And they ask.
Absolutely.
So that's why these samples it's taking so. Like, dude, I just cleared a record. It took like 6 weeks for me to clear it. And I had to, everybody said yes, except for the artist who he sampled. So I had to get the artist, the manager on the phone. It took 6 weeks of like everyday hitting, like, yo, hello, can. And then, like, finally approved. But that sample shit is.
It's deadly. But.
Yeah.
But it's like something like when you like heard it, it's like. Oh shit! I know that song. Yeah. It's a little different. It got a little.
It is a cheat code in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah. That's
yeah. It's kind of like a cheat code in there.
It is a big cheat code. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
It's worth it. But in the meantime, I would just say, why are you working on getting clearance, putting out the original shit to keep the audience?
That
there?
Is the only thing. Like when you kind of have like a tunnel vision to like put out a record,
yeah.
It is hard to kind of steer away from it to like drop. Other records yeah. while you're trying to clear it because this is the record that you've been teasing, you've been holding, and they are begging for this record. Yeah. So if you start teasing this one, I'm like, hold on, what happens? What's going on?
Let me ask you, do your team, do they ask you not to post before you get it cleared? Because that actually, that gives them a little bit of leverage because I learned this from our mutual friend. Like we did a record on a big artist and the artist played it on Instagram. Like, just went to the club, played it on the club, and man, our boy went ape shit. This is you. They're putting my music out without a situation, da 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 da. And it was like, it's a whole nother story. But I'll tell you the name of the song off record. But that shit, and the crazy part that they never shot a video for the song. The song went triple platinum, but they never shot a video. They never got nothing cleared. And we still ain't been paid on it because all of the drama with the sample and the artist and everything that comes with it. So I would tell any artist, be careful with sampling. If you're gonna sample, use somebody like Hitmaker. Hitmaker gotta have a built-in system or something. Cause he gotta have a built-in motherfucker he called. Do if you just do it on your own, man.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot.
Sit your ass down. Get ready. Get ready to clear, sit down and wait for that shit.
You gotta have a plan though. Like something that I would say is exactly what you said. Like, do not tease that record until that mug is clear to you. You know it's easy to get clear because it's
they can be petty. They can be petty. They can be petty and be like,
very much.
So it's already out. Here's a sound bite. It's already, take that sound, bro. They'll be petty. So
especially if it's going crazy. They're going to be like, oh, well, we know this song is destined
more.
To make maybe $1 million. So give us two. You what the fuck? Like, bro.
Even more. Or they threaten to make you take it down. The whole
horrible.
Another story. So let me ask you, Ice Cube blows up. I already know you think like this. So I'm gonna put you on the spot.
Uh-huh.
Who you want on the remix?
Woo!
I already know you thought about it.
Gucci Man.
Gucci?
I want Gucci.
Ooh.
I want Gucci. Gucci, when you see this, come on, burr.
All right, say, I think somebody in the room has a lot of influence on how to get that done. I mean, soon you said she picked up the phone, like, hey, that feels a little bit like something to be accomplished. That's not hard. Why Gucci?
Because that is the Ice King. I love Gucci.
Is there anybody else that you want to work with? Is there any collaborators, artists, producers, anything where you like, I want to get in the room with them?
Absolutely. I want to get in with Metro. I want to get in. Well, me and ATL Jacob been in, but I want to get in again with him. Let me see. I want a record with Cardi. I want SZA. Adele.
SZA do something crazy. That
I want J. Cole, Future. The list keeps going on. Like I can. Hey, I want it. I'm gonna see who else.
Is there anybody that you've tried and haven't been successful at, but you like, I'm gonna get there.
I'ma see you.
I'ma see you.
Anybody that I've tried to like reach out to, like,
yeah, that you like, and you just felt like they was like, it's not time. Somebody that you want to work. Cause I feel like if you don't manifest that shit in the air, sometimes they'll be like, I didn't even know. You want to do something with me? You didn't hit me. You hit my manager. My manager. It'd be so many things. That's what I'm like.
That's what Buster learned about his record with Janet.
Yeah.
She said it on the radio.
Yeah. Like, people be finding out shit. So sometimes, you know, them teams be playing keep away.
I know me and Lotto eat a song down.
Kill it.
Me and Lotto would walk a song down.
Period.
I want Lotto.
Okay.
Sure.
You know, we did. I can help you. I could take you, Derek.
I want that.
Lotto's from his. And I think Lotto is one of those artists to me that get the concept of going big, but understanding if I don't deal with the people who are coming up under me, then that's how you stay relevant. Like, these artists be thinking like big, big, big. It's like, okay, cool. But look at Future. Why Future so hot? Future's for every young nigga coming up.
That's with all of them.
He was fucked with all of them. Like, that's what makes him Jay-Z. Same shit. Drake, same shit. That's, these artists are reaching out. So Lotto is one of those that get it. So I think that could be something that could happen.
Absolutely. That'd be lit. That song would be so woo.
You should put them, the one that we talked about.
That's what I was,
really?
Yo. Yes.
Oh my God, you heard that?
Woo! Eat down.
Number one. Yeah. Number one Urban Ron and number one Rhythmic. Oh,
make,
yeah, for sure.
Mega.
I got you. I said it there. That's a smash, by the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If there's a song you could have had by anybody.
I was about to ask that.
The last 5 years, since like the pandemic, anybody's song. Like
that you heard.
That you heard.
It was like,
damn, that should have been my song. What song would that be?
Any song, huh? That should have been my song?
That you wish was your song. That you heard and you was like, damn, I wanted that. That should have been my record.
Old Town Road. That motherfucker was hard.
Hold on, what?
Old Town, man.
Hold the fuck up.
When I started hearing that song, I said, y'all, this is going to be a hit. Like when I first heard it, I think I was in a fucking bar. I said, yo, what is this? So I literally stalked that record. I said, this record is going to be a hit. Like, I used to play it for my friends, and they was like, what is this? I'm like, bro, this shit is going to be a hit. And they was like, no, it ain't. Watch what I said. I should have bet my life on that song because I knew that it was going to be a hit. And it went crazy.
But it's genre-less. Well, he's a genre-less artist. That's what I'm asking. Yeah. Like, would you have done that song?
Absolutely. I don't have a genre. Like I can do
that's
it all.
That's what I was trying
I
to get
I can do
you
it all. Yeah. Like when y'all heard this catalog that I have, you know, tucked away right now, because right now y'all gonna be like, God damn, she told us she can do it. Yeah, I can.
Yeah, and I think this is actually you triggering something. Why don't artists work in different genres?
They're scared.
Simultaneously.
They're
like,
scared.
Think about it. Like, wouldn't it be dope? Like, remember when you drop a rap album or you drop a rap song and you drop an R&B record and then you work one at Urban Record Radio, you work one at Rhythmic, and you build them like why are more artists not thinking like that?
Fear. They're scared. Like, they're scared to fail. But me as an artist, I haven't been scared to do a goddamn thing. Mm. Like, if you look at my last EP, like it is a lot of different sounds on there, like sounds that I ain't never even fucking done.
Yeah.
But I did it and I put it out.
Cause you're not afraid.
Absolutely not.
Is that what is it about St. Louis? St. Louis has the coolest women I've ever met in my life.
I don't know. I think it's because we just come from humble beginnings, like, and it's nitty gritty there, you know. So it ain't no reason for us to come out of our city and be mean, you know, be mad at, because why?
Yeah.
I mean, I know that I grew up with, you know, my mom and my grams. So my mom's house, you know, it was a lot harder, but my grams, you know, she and us still loving me, you know, being nice, being humble, like, she was so sweet. So I kind of had that balance, you know, like. But I'm cool as hell. So
three things that's on your vision board that you want to accomplish that'll make you say, I made it. And if it's more than three, you can give it to me. But I want at least three things that you're like, because by the way, let's like Pretty Girls Walk Just Went Gold. I want that plaque.
You know, like,
Yeah, okay.
Went platinum. So then we got to go record ready. So it's like, what? And you still in this motherfucker going? Like, what is you? What do you want to accomplish? Where you'll say like, I fucking did it. Yes.
I want to go diamond. I want a lot of number ones, like a lot of.
How many number ones will you? Do you feel like you want for you to say? I'm one of the ghosts out here.
How many number one? What artist has the most number ones right now?
Probably Mariah or Drake.
One of those two.
One of those two.
I want more than them.
To feel like you to for you to feel okay, let's go.
I want
to
go big, like I want to be.
Let's go. I'm with you on that.
I shoot for the highest of the heights. Like I'm like I don't fear nothing. So
okay,
it's like let's go.
I love that. Couple more. Give me some things that you want to accomplish.
I want to buy a block and move all of my family on there. Honestly.
Okay.
I want to keep them close, just so they can get on my nerves. Why? Wow. Yeah. I don't know.
I got one of those. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Rob inspired me to actually, like, I want to go back to my city and I want to bond out a lot of fathers that have did like nonviolent crimes. Like I would love to do that. Growing up without my father, you know, it's like I just know how they feel. Mm. Even though I had a stepdad, you know. Shout out to Richard, but you know, yeah, like
shout out to Richard. Let's give a clap for the stepdad, man. They don't never get credit. Like Michael over there. It's like, damn, like Michael. Who the fuck is Michael? Like it's like my stepfather. It's like they just give a random name. Richard.
I wanna help, like, so growing up, I had really, really bad anger problems, which caused me to get put out of all my schools because I was just a badass kid.
You're a fighter.
None of them all. You know, I'm different. I'm pretty good now, you know? But I didn't have the type of family that was like, hey, let me just get you help because maybe you need to talk, maybe you need to vent, you know? So I really want to create this organization that can help those teenagers that need to talk, that need to vent, that need help with maybe clothes and shoes and all that, because like people used to bully me because I had on fucking Chucks, like, and they had on Jordans.
Yeah,
of course I was gonna stump their ass out with my Chucks. I don't give a fuck, but still, you know, it's
you swung first.
Always, you got to.
I could tell.
You can
just tell somebody to swing first in a fight.
You like, got to.
You can tell the finishes of the fight. Like, he not going to swing first, but he going to finish it. Yeah. You just swing first.
So would you say your anger was because of your real father wasn't there?
It might have stemmed from that, you know. It was stemming from, like, I just felt like that since I was a kid, I was really never able to be a child, you know. Like, I know the struggle of watching my mom and them not be able to pay bills, or we didn't have food, or our lights were, like, getting cut off. Like I know the struggle. So to have to go through that and to go to school with these kids that is still playing with dolls and, I couldn't do that, you know? But it's, I don't know. Like, I just feel like I always had to make a way for myself, which bred a hustler, I guess, you know? So, but still.
I love that. And this is Big Boss Vet. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't really like usually on Artist Spotlight, we grill artists. Like, that's the whole point of this. Like, Ron has been there. Like, we like getting to, but like.
She's dope.
She's forthcoming. I'm
about to say, you want to. Media training. I hope you trained. You didn't mean to train. Somebody trained it. Like I'm looking at her like, she ain't tripped, fell. Right. And she knows what I'm doing. And she's still like, okay. Next one, I'm like, nigga, this nigga's ready. I'm gonna give you some props, man. You motherfucker ready. Let's go. Well, listen, we have one of our sponsors on this show is Tote & Carry. And release of your music, I would like to gift you a bag if you would like.
If
whatever one you like on that.
Which one is that? Oh, I like.
Whichever one you like. Which one do you like?
Let's go with the blue up there. Mm-hmm. I like that blue up there. Yeah. Yeah, give me that blue duffel. Yeah. So
Tote & Carry is one of our sponsors. And, you know, when we have certain artists on, you know, I like to just give them a gift as a thank you for coming. I can't call you the GOAT yet because I don't want to put that
that
target
on your back. Mm-hmm. But you are the leading underdog out here. And this show is, the God show is for goats and underdogs. And you're definitely, goat status is right around the corner for you. So I just wanted to give you this for us and tell you thank you for being the show.
Thank you for being the show.
Shout out to Two Laws for being our sponsor. Shout out to you guys for watching, like, share, subscribe. But more importantly, we are talking to a black woman that's really out here facing the world for herself and has not asked, I have not heard her blame one person. Mm-hmm. I've not heard her accuse one person. I mean, and this is an ugly game. And the entire time you smile, you deserve that bag for that.
Thank you.
I'm being honest with you. This is Artist Spotlight presented by Two Laws, and we are out.
Yes.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.